It is so good to have all of you here. You're stepping on each other. It's just great. Thank you for being here today. Well, you probably don't all know this about me, but I actually like to sing quite a little bit. Do you like to sing? Oh, I do too. Well, I have my...
Daddy has a guitar.
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he play?
Yeah,
I thought so too. It's so great. I love to sing, and I like to sing with kids, and I used to lead the chapel for the preschool, and we had our favorite song in the whole world, and I want you all to help me sing it today. Are you ready? This is called Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Do you all know it? It's really brave. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. Cause the Bible told me so, cause Jesus loves me. You guys don't know that song?
I've never actually heard it.
I thought everybody in the whole world knew this song. Well, maybe it goes like, let me try this one. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
That's what it's on the end.
Or as Uncle Miguel might say, loves me so. Okay, well, maybe you know what he... Why don't... You guys aren't singing. What's the deal? Is there something wrong?
We don't know that. I've never actually...
You've never heard it sung like... How have you ever heard it sung? You've heard it...
I've heard it spoken in the Bible.
In the Bible, yes.
Can we listen
what? In the Gospel of Mark where it says, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible... It doesn't say that in Mark. Okay, so how's it supposed to go? Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells. That's how it goes. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Well, thank you. Because, you know, you just finally fixed it. You see, when I was playing it wrong, it was almost like you guys wanted to sing, but it was like there was a stumbling block in your way. Because somebody, I don't know who it was playing the wrong tune, and it's hard to sing when somebody's playing the wrong tune. It's like a stumbling. Jesus loves me. What if I played? This I know. For the Bible.
Ew. That's my phone dangling here.
So it's really important then. To not have stumbling blocks. In the gospel, Jesus is talking to the disciples and someone's preaching and healing and they don't want him to do it. And Jesus says, don't be a stumbling block. What happens when you trip over something?
A stumbling block.
You fall and you hurt your nose. So Jesus says, instead of being stumbling blocks, maybe you could help each other just like you helped me to sing the right words and to sing the right tune. And that's what we're called to do. Instead of being stumbling blocks, we can be help for one another. So when you hear the gospel today, when it talks about stumbling blocks, don't be a stumbling block for one another, but be a help. Thank you guys very much for helping with the song. You have a good afternoon, and we'll see you a little bit later.